You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
This is Robbie Reviews.
I feel the need for speed.
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
Green, for lack of a better word, is good.
Show me the
roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Robbie Reviews. Thank you for joining us. We've got a special guest with us today. We got Sammy.
Yes, hello.
Here. Mm-hmm. And we are recording today about F1, the movie F1 with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, we actually saw this a couple weeks ago.
But yeah, it's been on my mind. We definitely should do this. But beforehand, make sure you subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com. Mm-hmm. We have classic television shows. We got The Bat on there. We got House on Haunted Hill. We got those 1950 horror movies you guys like so much. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a lot of requests for those. Mm-hmm. We got merch on there. So if you're Buffy fans, we got
lots of Buffy stuff.
We got a Clem shirt coming. We have Lauren shirt coming from Angel.
But right now we have Willow. Buffy and Spike.
Yeah, we have Willow as a vampire.
Oh, Willow's coming too, yeah.
Got that. Mm-hmm. We got ton of stuff.
Yeah, we have a Darla shirt that's out now. Don't really see those ever.
Right.
We have Spike and Drusilla, if you're a big fan of them. We have Angelus.
I like Angelus.
We have
so
one
that's
with
why I did that.
All the vampires on there. We have Buffy as a vampire. I don't think that's really super common either. And then we have, like, your classic stuff. So, you know, your Jason, your Michael Myers. We got some of those shirts out there. A couple What We Do in the Shadows, including the Baron.
Yeah, shout out to
like
Doug Jones.
Our favorite character, the Baron. Hard to say. I mean, he's top along with Nandor, I think, probably for us.
Yeah. Nandor and the Baron are tied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We will work on getting Harvey on. I met him at ATL Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
The next Comic Con we will be at is Fanboy Expo.
In September. Yes, that's here in Orlando. They've got a big Goonies reunion going on.
Yes.
And the Frog Brothers will be there.
Lost Boys.
One of our favorite movies, The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're still making announcements because I'll just come on to like Instagram or something and I'm like, oh, they announced somebody else. And look, there they are. And then the weekend right after that, we are going to newly renamed Scaradice.
Yes.
In Tampa. Formerly Spookala.
Yeah.
I just am, like, beyond excited. Like, I'm always excited to do cons. And then sometimes they have, like, super cool guests.
Yeah.
But they have the Dexter cast.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
And I am just like, this is amazing. Like, I just can't wait.
Going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
So, yeah, definitely subscribe to our platform. We got Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a subscription-based podcast. My brother and I do that.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Rant Radio.
Rant Radio on there. We got Strange World with Robert.
Mm-hmm.
We have other shows coming.
Yep, that will be
included in the bundle.
Producing soon. Yep.
We Music Television on there. We're bringing back Music Television, like where the TRL era. You can watch music videos.
All sorts of videos, yeah.
So
lots of throwbacks.
There's stuff for everybody on our site, and we're constantly getting better and better streaming stuff. So go ahead and check that out.
Yep.
It's LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Yep.
It's literally $7 a month or $80 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over 100 hours of television.
Yeah, so definitely check it out.
So
and get some merch.
Yeah, and definitely shop on our merch store.
Yes.
All right.
Back to the movies. So F1, the movie.
With Brad Pitt.
Yes. I kept typing in like Formula One, and then it's like, oh no, the movie is just called F1. So my bad. But it's called F1. It's a PG-13 movie and came out June 27th, 2025. So our storyline. In the 1990s, Sonny Hayes was Formula One's most promising driver until an accident on the track nearly ended his career. 30 years later, the owner of a struggling Formula One team convinces Sonny to return to racing and become the best in the world. Driving alongside the team's hotshot rookie, Sonny soon learns that the road to redemption is not something you can travel alone.
Yep.
Yes. It was directed by Joseph Kaczynski. I think that's how you say that. Screenplay by Aaron Kruger. And then story was by both of them, so they collaborated.
That's pretty cool.
I guess, yeah, on that. Cast. Brad Pitt is Sonny Hayes. Of course, he was on every movie poster ever, so if you didn't know that. Damson Idris is Joshua Pierce, so he's the rookie that Sonny teams up with.
If you're a fan of Snowfall, FX Snowfall.
That's right, you said he's in that.
He's the main lead in Snowfall. He's been in other things, but that's where he's coming from.
Carrie Condon is Kate McKenna, so she's the technical director at Apex, and she's the love interest for Sonny as well. Javier Bardem is Ruben. He's the team owner and Sonny's friend, so he's the one that convinces him to come over.
He was in
like a million things.
He's been in a lot of things, but Collateral with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that Jamie Foxx meets in the Mexican club. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you have the list. Mm-hmm. He's like, go ahead and take 20% off my because everybody thinks Jamie Foxx's character is Tom Cruise, and he's like, go ahead and take 20% off my next rate. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're too kind. So that was that guy.
Yeah. Tobias Menzies is Peter Banning. He's one of the board members. Kim Bodnia is Casper and team principal. Sarah Niles is Bernadette, Josh's mother. Will Merrick was Hugh. He's the race engineer. Joseph Balderrama is Rico Fazio. He's another race engineer. Abdul Salist is Dodge. He's the chief mechanic. Callie Cook is Jody. She's the pit stop tire gunner. And Samson Kao is Cashman, who's Joshua's cousin and the manager of him. So
okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch more people too, but that's kind of like the main people you see repeatedly. So box office budget was estimated to be $200 million.
How can you make... I mean, Marvel movies are like $400 million, but this is a ridiculous number.
Okay, so I read... I didn't put it in the trivia, but I knew I'd remember this. I read there was like something that said Matt Bellany stated that the budget was $300 million, and all of the producers and Apple and everyone was just like, where did he get that number? That's absurd. Of course we didn't spend that much on this movie. But everybody was like, yeah, it's between 200 and 300 million. That's the consensus.
They had to basically make up a league. Like
a team.
A team.
Yeah.
And I know they shot it. Well, continue with the...
So, gross in U.S. and Canada was $178.6 million. Opening weekend, it made $57 million. And worldwide, it looks like it's coming in at $570.7 million.
So it made his budget back.
And this is, I mean, it's an Apple movie, so it's going to be on Apple.
Right.
To stream.
Well, imagine Apple spending $200 million. They make that probably in a day.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's going to continue probably to
This is the highest grossing movie of Brad Pitt's career.
I have stats on that.
Keep going.
A little bit. So ratings-wise, 7.9 out of 10 on IMDb, a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and 4.6 out of 5 on Google.
Okay.
So it's got good ratings, honestly, across the board. I mean, IMDb is IMDb. So Apple created custom cameras to mount on the race cars, and they were operated by a special remote control designed by Panavision.
That's cool.
Probably cost them a lot of money to do that, wouldn't you think? So each car had 15 camera mounts and could hold up to 4 cameras at a time. To keep the cars unencumbered by extra weight, the cameras were only 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters in size, a quarter of the size of cameras used for Top Gun Maverick.
Wow.
Small little cameras. That's pretty cool. Tiny little cameras.
But the, when you're watching it and the angles they got, they're like, wow, how are they do that? But they're they're so small.
Yeah. Brad Pitt was paid $30 million, the biggest salary of his career. And according to an interview with the producer Jerry Bruckheimer, it took a year to convince both the FIA, so the organizer of the F1 races, and the 10 teams to be able to film the actual F1 teams and drivers on the actual tracks during actual race weekends. A concern by the Red Bull team was that they would probably be depicted as the villain, given that the Mercedes team built the car for the movie, and then Mercedes driver Hamilton was added as a producer to the movie. But Bruckheimer convinced them with the script, promising that neither FIA or any of the teams would actually be put in a bad light, which is true.
Yeah.
They did not do that. That wasn't the point of the film at all. So, yeah. Filming took place during various Grand Prix weekends during the 2023 and 2024 seasons. During the weekend of the British Grand Prix in July 2024 at Silverstone, UK, a garage was set up for the fictional Formula One team, and this garage was set up between the garages of Mercedes and Ferrari. And this garage was used to film various scenes alongside a pit wall setup where characters would direct the fictional race team. This setup was also used in various European rounds of the F1 season. That's just insane, all the extra work they had to do. And Brad Pitt and Damson did all of their own driving at speeds up to 180 miles per hour. While they didn't participate in races, every interior shot of the actors behind the wheel is actually them. Pitt recently mentioned that he racked up over 6,000 miles in a car, which makes him quite an experienced driver.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool,
too. I know Tom Cruise did his own flying in Top Gun Maverick. Mm-hmm. If you're going to want to do a movie like this, you're going to want to get behind the wheel. You're going to want to get on the track. Mm-hmm. That's the appeal of doing a movie like this.
Mm-hmm. Joseph Kaczynski said they had over 5,000 hours of footage, and they had almost 2 years to edit because of the strikes, which allowed them time to get it right. And a private screening was held at the Cannes Film Festival for the drivers of the 2025 season, so I think that's very cool. It opened to $146 million worldwide, and the film is considered to be Apple Studios' first box office hit.
Oh, yeah.
And the first film from the studio to top the box office on its opening weekend. And last trivia, in a nod to Ocean's 11, Sunny Hayes' van features the same iconic green pine tree air freshener that was seen in several scenes. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's kind of an obscure, like, little thing. But yeah, I did read when you mentioned, as far as Brad Pitt hits, the zombie movie,
World War Z
was his top movie, I believe, right? Until
right.
This.
Yeah.
Now this is his.
I really like that movie. It's one of those movies during Halloween or whenever you can just pop on and just.
As far as zombie movies go. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as bad as all the zombie movies. It actually has a plot, story. It's one of those things where you're just like, maybe we'll cover that on the Boogeyman Pod. If you're not listening to the Boogeyman Pod, shame on you, number one. Mm-hmm. That's available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we'll cover that on our...
Yeah, we can do World War Z.
One of our episodes on the Boogeyman Pod.
Yeah.
But what did you think of this movie?
I liked it. I mean, like, I'm not into racing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is boring. I'm just whatever about it. But this was very character-driven, so that was better for me as far as the plot goes. But it was very interesting seeing them setting up for the races, driving the cars. I like that they had the cameras in there, and knowing now that they were driving, like, super fast sometimes, it's insane. But it really brought you into the movie.
Yeah,
but it was
absolutely.
Mostly, yeah, the storyline, the character development of Sonny, seeing him come back. I mean,
they had a lot of good people in this movie.
Yes.
When we went to see this, did you know anything about this movie?
I was like, well, Brad Pitt, it's called F1, and Brad Pitt is standing next to a car in a, like, racing suit. So it must involve a race.
Is that it?
Yes.
Big shout out to Brittany at Dr. Thomas's office.
Uh-huh.
She's a big fan of Formula One. She actually goes to the races. She's getting ready to go to Texas for the Formula One race. Austin, Texas. She went to the Florida one.
Yeah.
She loved that. Now she's on her way to, I think, next month. But big shout out to her. We talked about this. She actually saw this movie the night before. She had went to the screening, and I was like, oh, man, how did you get that? Sometimes she gets tickets like that. But she loved this movie. She was, like, all into it.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
I mean, I thought it was going to be the cast is what normally got me there. Like, I liked Brad Pitt. I liked the guy from Joseph from FX. I liked him in Snowfall, so I thought it was... I'm sorry.
Damson, right?
I'm sorry. He used to date Steve Harvey's daughter.
Oh.
They were going to get engaged, but they ended up breaking up. But
trivia for
that's
you.
Some trivia from our show. This is why you listen to the show for side notes like that. But though the cast got me there. And then I was like, I like Brad Pitt. I don't think he would do movies that are not going to draw people into the box office.
I mean, Brad Pitt can do whatever the fuck he wants now. So if he's on board for a movie, there must be a reason. Right?
I hear Brad Pitt is kind of like a hippie.
Oh, he's...
I hear he doesn't like use deodorant or anything like that.
I definitely heard he's kind of like a hippie.
He's
kind of
like an oddball. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's made it. He can do pretty much... I mean... After this movie, I mean, keep in mind, he's done Ocean's 11, he's done this movie, World War Z. I mean, he has enough money to just hang out on a beach and do nothing all day if he wanted to.
And I mean, he owns a production company.
Didn't you tell me he used to own that with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, I believe they did split it, unlike Courtney Cox and David Arquette. I believe Brad Pitt and her, they split. Or she left, or
he bought her out of it.
Yeah, but I believe Plan B, I think that's his entertainment company.
Yeah, I think that was heavily in Ocean's 11, too.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a busy guy.
I mean, story-wise, this movie was great.
Yes.
Entertaining from start to finish.
Kept you on your seats.
It's like 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's a long movie.
It is.
But it...
Yeah, I didn't put the time
in here. It never lacked. You never watching it... When you're watching it, you're never like, oh, man, when is this going to be over?
And a lot of the accidents and things they reference as far as injuries and things like that, they're based on real things that happen to real drivers. So that's another interesting... I didn't put all that in here because it was meaningless to us, but... Yeah, you can look it up if you're curious. But yeah, the accidents, you know, from Joshua's hands getting burnt in the fiery crash he was involved in, that was a real thing that happened to a driver.
And I, as a filmmaker, as a producer, you like that they took extra time to find that. I mean, the strike was a terrible event, but it gave them the time to do the movie right.
Right.
And that's... good for the production of this movie. I mean, again, from start to finish, you were just like, oh, I could have watched it again. I don't know about you.
I mean, it's good. It's a good movie. I feel like I could rewatch this.
It's for sure. For an Apple movie, they usually don't distribute things in theaters.
Why?
Because Wolf, do you remember George Clooney and Brad Pitt started an Apple movie called Wolf. They're both hitmen. That was supposed to get a theatrical release. At the last minute, Apple pulled the plug.
But why?
They just put everything on their platform.
But why did this one get streaming? What was the...
I honestly don't know.
I didn't see that in the trivia. So
I think it was just part of the contract with Brad Pitt.
I'm just curious why it would get streamed.
But normally when Apple produces a movie, you don't get theater distribution. They just dump it on Apple TV. Their streaming platform.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that their whole thing?
They want you to sign up for Apple TV.
Yeah, they want you to see all these TV shows and things they're producing and movies and be like, yeah, I'm going to
yeah.
pay to have a
and that's why
Apple subscription.
I mean, that's why big stars like working with Apple, because they have more money than God. Streaming and production is their side business, and they probably do it for a tax break.
So, I mean, Google AI. So, I don't know if this is accurate at all, but I'm going to tell you what Google AI says. So, Google AI says that F1, the movie, was released in theaters to capitalize on the appeal, to maximize potential, particularly in IMAX. Apple, the studio behind the film, also aimed to establish a theatrical presence.
Yes, I knew that.
And showcase its ability to produce successful blockbusters, according to Bloomberg and Mac Rumors.
Do me a favor. Pull up on the list of streaming platforms. Where does Apple fall? The top streaming platforms.
Top streaming.
I think it's going to be number 5.
Platforms. Well, I don't know if this is in order. Hold on. Top streaming. No, I want to know like actual. Yeah. You're based on subscribers, right?
Yeah, based on subscribers.
Well, for one, I spell top right, so that'd probably be helpful. Based on subscriptions, whatever. Okay, let's see. So Netflix is the top streaming platform, followed by Amazon Prime, and then Disney Plus.
I don't even think Hulu or Apple falls in the categories.
Let's see what this says. FlixPatrol.com. I don't know if this is accurate. So according to FlixPatrol.com, it shows Netflix is number 1, Amazon Prime is number 2.
Oh, wow.
Disney Plus is number 3, followed kind of close by HBO Max, whatever they're calling themselves these days. And then, let's see, Paramount is down at number 7, Hulu is down number 8, Peacock at number 9. Oh, Apple's down at number 12.
Wow.
With 30 million subscribers. So to compare, Netflix has like 301.6 million, and Apple, it's estimated, I guess, 30 million.
So
it's a big difference.
What, I mean, Apple pays so much for content and or programming. I don't like saying content, mm-hmm. but programming. But they don't actually have any big stars. Like, what drives people to sign up for Apple?
That's a good question.
I mean... People are like, oh, we're going to sign up for Netflix because of XYZ. But other than this movie...
This list has them at number 7 with 45 million subscribers.
They were at 5.
Well,
and then they kind of fell.
Disney moved up because I know Disney was struggling for a while, right?
Yeah.
To get subscribers. But, yeah, they're number 3 now behind Amazon and Netflix.
Yeah.
So... I mean, Paramount has more than Apple.
They just got bought by Sky Media, Sky Dance Media.
I don't care still. Robbie talks about this like every day.
I'm emotionally invested in David Ellison buying Paramount.
That's nice.
If you want to read this, I just did a blog post about it. It's limitlessnewsletter.com. You can join that too. And all of the, yeah. That's our site for like entertainment news mm-hmm. and whatnot. So, but
anyway,
yeah, I just wanted to see where Apple was falling because who joins Apple? I mean, out of all the programs we've, besides the studio, what other?
So Severance.
Okay. Severance.
The studio. Ted Lasso.
Okay.
These are all things I watched on there.
The
Shrinking.
Shrinking.
We're going to start that one with like the Neighbors or whatever it's called. Something.
With John Hamm.
Yeah. I can't remember. It's something like Neighbors or something. I don't think we start it. We're going to start it. We're waiting on it to be released. Something like that.
I know they had the morning show. We haven't gotten into that.
We watched a lot of the morning show, but I just never was like that into it.
No, I agree with that.
I did watch a lot of it, though.
I never got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a TV guy, and I'm just like, I don't like this.
I have honestly watched more things recently. So within the last 6 months or year, I've watched more things on Apple than I have on Netflix. I primarily watch Hulu, Disney Plus, and then Apple, because you were gone.
Right.
Doing whatever you were doing.
I was probably touring for the network.
Whatever it was. And that's when I watched Shrinking, and then I got you to watch Shrinking, and then I also watched Ted Lasso without you. And then I was like, oh, there's a show, Severance. It just released another season. I've heard it's really good. We should watch it. And then we watched Severance.
Severance was like 2 years old.
Yeah, Severance took like 2-3 years to release another season.
That would have been terrible. We would have watched it and got hooked on it and then been like, oh, in 2 years. That's why I don't really like Stranger Things. I think their moment has passed.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming back for the last season this year, but...
But
I don't know. I don't even know if I care anymore.
My point is, all of this programming happened in the last several years.
Yes.
Before this programming boom, who joined Apple?
No.
Nobody. Nobody. Everybody was like, oh, let's HBO. We're going to join Netflix. All of that. Nobody was checking for Apple.
No.
But they started producing, and the reason why big stars like working for Apple is because they have more money than God. They can get paid this ridiculous amount of money.
Clearly.
And the production business for Apple is a side business. It's not their main business.
Which, I mean, okay. Then I feel like if it's like your side business, then shouldn't you put more effort into quality products? And I'm not saying, obviously there's a lot of stuff they've done recently that...
No, I agree with that.
Recently. But I'm just saying, if you have all this money and this is like your side thing, then shouldn't your idea be to put together just quality stuff?
And obviously they
haven't done that because, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else is on. I don't know.
Yeah. Apple. I mean, there's another show on Apple that is about...
Oh, we watched...
About fires. An arson investigation. It's a brand new show.
But we watched that
Smoke.
The Vince Vaughn thing. That's on Apple, right?
The monkey. The monkey show. Bad Monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I watch anything Bill Lawrence does, basically.
So.
Yeah.
But my point is, all this programming is within the last couple of years.
Yes.
Other than this, nobody was checking for Apple.
So do you think it makes sense to start doing
movies? If they want to get around Hollywood and they want to be the dominant streaming platform, they're going to have to start releasing movies in theaters so people know, number one, the brand. They can get a brand awareness more. Mm-hmm. And they can say, yes, when you come to Apple, you will get a theatrical release. Because I know look at Weapons. Would that have done as well as just going to streaming?
Yeah, it was much better. It was in theaters.
Exactly.
And I guess that makes sense too, because like you got to look at what everyone has. So Disney already had a studio. So
right.
It's easy for them to be like, look at all this crap we have. Now we can make our own platform, right?
Right.
So they've already got the audience. Like, we're already there. They already know we're here. And then they bought out Hulu. So now they have all this crap. They bought out Fox. So they've got so much content now.
Programming.
It's easy for them.
Keep going though.
Do you want me to slap you?
See, now
in front of all these people?
Now you've heard it. This is what she does. She threatens me.
My point is, but I feel like you have to figure out like what your like niche,
yes,
what your audience is, right? Like Netflix, their whole thing is like rewatch like your favorite movies, and then they eventually just kind of drop that, and they're like, we'll make our own content, and they were making really good stuff for a while.
Yeah.
Now I feel like they've kind of slid into like a Hallmarky.
Netflix?
That's their thing. Yeah. Like, they promote, like, kind of cheesier rom-coms, things like that they've been producing. And documentaries.
I will tell you, they've had a boom on documentaries lately.
We watch a lot of those.
I like the Trainwreck series. I don't know why. I'm a big fan of that.
All of those.
I've watched all of those. They're only, like, 45 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. But they probably get hundreds of millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great. But I will tell you, if I had to cancel a streaming service, Netflix would be the first one to go.
Yeah.
Because they just don't... They give us all this foreign language programming, and I'm just like, I don't speak Spanish. Other than Squid Games, that's the only one I can tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't want you to recommend this program that I know nothing about. Netflix would be the first one to go. When they were back in the day when they were actually producing quality content, mm-hmm. her programming, like the House of Cards,
yeah,
when that was their first pitch in mm-hmm. Original programming, and that mm-hmm. was great. That was 100%. They need to go back to putting the budget together, but they spend like $18 billion. Production and programming.
The documentaries are good. I do think those are usually pretty good. And then their big thing now is like Bridgerton, but those only come out like every 2 years. They don't come out all the time.
I can't stand that show.
Yeah, well, you're in the minority.
I know. I tried to watch it, but it's just not me.
Yeah. I mean, they have big things, the Stranger Things, but Stranger Things is now just taking too big of a gap. I think they've lost the audience.
Exactly.
For that. But they don't, like, they will have things. Like, I think they have Dexter still streaming on there now, maybe. So, I think they need to also focus on spending the money to license things that they know people will want to watch, too.
Right.
You know, I think they got out of that a little bit. Because sometimes I go in there, you look for a movie, and I'm like, there's nothing. I can just go to Hulu and find something I actually want to watch.
Right,
or
right.
HBO, maybe.
Right. Know? No, or I agree.
Apple. Apparently, but
that's why I would say I could cancel Netflix quicker than any other streaming platform. Mm-hmm. And if you do cancel Netflix, you should subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com mm-hmm. because we are 100% cheaper and we're independent, and you get programming like you can't, well, Celebrity Interviews, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast. Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind mm-hmm. the Lies. But, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so back to F1. I keep wanting to call it Formula One, but it's just F1.
But what would you rate this movie? What would you personally rate this movie?
I mean, yeah, I would give it like 8.5, 9 out of 10.
I would give it probably a 9. I thought the story was well put together.
I mean, seeing Sonny evolve over time.
Great character development.
Part of a team. And then the dynamic between him and Joshua, the age differences there, and the fact that he was like barging in on this team and trying to make changes.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, who are
you
to come
in here? For the better, though.
But everyone on the team is like, what do you know? You don't even race in this.
Right.
Because he's out doing like NASCAR races.
He does everything.
Yeah.
Like, he literally goes from winning the World Series in Formula One, basically, and then he goes to Mexico. And starts racing another,
yeah,
some kind of car. I don't know.
He just wants to race. He doesn't care about the pay, any of that. He has his home set up in his van, and he just goes where he wants to go.
And he doesn't need the money. He's like set, mm-hmm. and that's why he's clearly just in the van doing what he does.
Yeah, it's very obvious. But I mean, it's interesting. We got to see the accident that happened to him, and why he's struggling a bit with the races and everything, and then how Joshua comes back from the accident. I mean, it's all, like I said, very character driven, which if it was too much on the races, I would have been like checked out.
So are you glad this was in the theaters? Do you think it would have done as well if it wasn't in the theater?
I think people would have watched it, but I think it was smart to put this in theaters because it was a good theater movie. It's a good popcorn movie.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a very good movie. Mm-hmm. We've been wanting to do this episode for a while. Very entertaining from start to finish. Mm-hmm. Cameras, Panasonic. This movie has something for everybody.
Yeah.
And
even like the love story, it's not like in your face. It's very cute and like an undertone.
Yeah, it's not the main premise of it.
Mm-mm. And it's well done, and they're grown-ups, right? So we don't get like a bunch of bullshit with it.
Weirded out or anything like that.
Well, you know, like the will they, won't they, she sees right. him with somebody else. Like, there's none of that because they're adults.
Right.
I mean, we don't need to see all that. That's stupid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But no, I think it's a good movie. So if you missed it in theaters, I guess you can watch it on Apple.
Streaming now.
It might be.
I think it's on Apple.
I don't know. I'm assuming it probably is because I think it still has some showings in theaters, but it's only like when I looked today. It was like one showing at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, I'm sure that one.
Near us, at least.
I'm sure that one showing is still making money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. F1, the movie. Let's see.
We're checking this out now.
No, not movies. The movie. Well, this just says it'll stream after its theatrical run. So, let's see if it's available on Apple TV. No, but it looks like it's still just listed as in theaters on Apple's website.
It's coming soon to Apple TV.
They just have the trailers right now.
So,
teasers. So.
Go out and see this movie. It's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
From,
if you catch it in theaters, yeah, do it.
You'll see a lot more of the movie if you catch it in theaters. You'll get the sound design. You'll get the the story, the plot. Mm-hmm. You'll get more. You'll feel like you're there.
Especially when they're driving.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's intense.
Would you have seen this in a 4D theater? Like when your seats move and everything like that?
I mean, that probably would have been a fun experience for this one. Not maybe the crash, but
yeah,
the other parts. When yeah. they're just racing. That might have been kind of fun doing the rattling around and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Might have spilled popcorn everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But let us know what you guys think of this movie.
Yeah, did you like it?
We definitely think you should go out and support this movie and see it.
Mm-hmm.
You won't regret it.
Mm-hmm.
The next movie we are probably going to cover on this is Freakier Friday 2.
Yes, we're about to see that.
I just saw the first one. Yesterday night,
yeah,
last night.
Never seen Freaky Friday, so we watched it last night.
So we're gonna cover the second one on this program.
I am excited to see it because I love everybody in it.
So it's made its budget back already. It's $45 million budget
before we contributed.
It made it back in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. So it's popular. It's a big millennial movie. I feel like millennial girl movie, maybe more so even. If we're going to be specific.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
This was F1 with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let us know what you think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Please subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com. Buy some merch. Support the network. You won't regret that.
Yep.
And we will see you at the movies.
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Robbie Reviews is hosted by Robbie Brixby as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Post-production and intro by Sammy Brixby. Follow the show on Instagram at Robbie Reviews Movies. Check out the other shows on our network by following at Limitless Broadcasting on Instagram and at 1950 Studios on TikTok. See you next time.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.